Hello, men. Welcome to this week's Faithful Men video. I just want to let you know I'm so encouraged to hear the stories and the impact that this Faithful Men study is having on the lives of you men. Many of you are just seeing changes all around you, not only in just your own self, but in your marriages, in your families, in your businesses, how you're witnessing to others. And it's just encouraging that as men, we're kind of stepping up and learning first how to become men of faith, but also faithful men to that faith. In other words, we're following God and God's design for our lives. So today, I'm going to talk to you briefly about 1 Samuel chapter 19. And this is a great chapter. Here we have kind of the beginnings, maybe the first, if you were writing a book, maybe chapter number 2 of Saul's pursuit of David and how he pursues David in order to hurt David, because he's become very jealous of David and David's ministry and David's leadership. But I want us to hone in on something very important, and it's David's relationship with Jonathan, Saul's relationship with Jonathan, and Samuel's relationship with David and lack thereof relationship with Saul. As we read this chapter, if you read this chapter, you'll see that Saul is having a discussion in the very beginning with his son Jonathan about David. And David, is kind of unaware of what's happening, even though he knows that Saul's not happy with him. And, he's thrown a spear at him. And, that would be an indication that he's not very happy with him. But Saul begins to have this kind of father-son discussion. And what's interesting about this discussion is Jonathan actually leads the discussion. Jonathan's asking Saul questions about David. What has David done? Why do you have this anger towards David? And Saul kind of explains it, but not in great detail, because I don't think Saul himself can fully explain why he's upset with David. And as a king, you don't want to admit weakness or that you feel that someone's a threat. So Jonathan presses the issue on him, and then Jonathan makes the statement to Saul and asks him to not hurt David. And Saul makes an oath to his son to not hurt David, not to kill David. And that's interesting that Saul makes an oath that we know later he completely turns his back on in this chapter and pursues David, because he's just kind of had enough and jealousy has overtaken him. What I want us to have as our takeaway here is there's two words that I focus on when it comes to this interaction between these men in this story. And the first word is spokesman. Jonathan has kind of become a spokesman for David with his father, and he speaks on David's behalf, not only about Saul not hurting David, but talks about the good qualities of David and goes to Saul to question him on these things. And, as men, I think it's important that we have a spokesman in our life. I think it's important that we have another accountability partner or another man who speaks on our behalf. And I'll tell you this, I think as men, we have people who speak on our behalf, but I'm not sure it's always flattering. I'm not sure that we do a good job as men of putting ourselves in a place to where other men are talking about us in a Christian leadership fashion. So I would ask you this question. What do others say about you? Who do others say that you are as a man, as a Christian man? How is your life reflective of what others would speak about you? If you have trouble answering that question the right way, it's something that we need as men to begin to work on. And we need to identify men that will speak on our behalf, and not only speak on our behalf, but speak to us. We need a spokesman for us and a spokesman to us that's speaking truth and accountability, and we need to be receptive of that. If you'll see Saul was a little receptive to what Jonathan had said, but we also know that Saul was not even receptive to what Samuel the prophet had said to him earlier. So Saul is a man of leadership who's not receptive of the spokesman in his life. On the other end, David is receptive to Jonathan being his spokesman, and he listens to Jonathan and both Samuel, as we see later on in this chapter. So the first thing we need is we need a spokesman. We need to answer, who do people say I am, and what do people say about me, right? And then we need men that will speak into our life and for us into the lives of others. The second thing that I think of when I think of this is we need a watchman. And the Bible talks about watchmen. And a watchman was, in the Old Testament times, in particular in the Old Testament times when they were building castles or walls or whatever it was, they'd have a watchman that would stand at the top of the wall, and he would look out over the enemy, and he would protect what was inside the wall. So as men, we need watchmen in our life. We need other men that will band together that will help watch over our lives. Watch how we're treating our wives. Watch how we're treating our children. Watch how much work we're doing and how much ministry we're doing. Where's the balance in our life? We need men that will watch over the boundaries that we've set or God set for us. We all need a watchman. So I'm asking you today, who is your watchman? Who watches after you and yours, meaning your family, your business? Who do you have praying for you? What men have you asked to come together and hold you accountable, to pray over your family, to pray over your ministry? That's what a watchman does. And that's what we need as men. We all need a spokesman, and we all need a watchman. It'd be great if we had more. So I would tell you this. I know that it can be overwhelming as men for us to think about opening up our lives to allow others in to serve in leadership areas or accountability in the areas of our life, but we must need it. And I would tell this to older guys and to younger guys. Older guys, you need a younger guy who's helping speak on your behalf and speak into your life. And younger guys, you need an older guy that's helping to speak on your behalf and into your life. We can't be so full of pride that we think we can do it all on our own. So as you go through this week, think about writing down a few names. You know, I want to go ask this guy if he'd be a spokesman in my life. Or go ask these couple of guys if they would be a watchman over my life. Just maybe simply start with prayer. Would you guys mind just praying over my family? And we don't have a lot of problems. Maybe that's where you're at. You don't have a lot of problems, but you just want a prayer of protection and provision. And you want God to be on board with your team of watchmen and spokesmen. So, hey, listen, you're doing great. I want you to know that I'll be your spokesman. I'll be your watchman. I love you guys. I speak good things on your behalf, and I pray for you all the time, and I intercede for you with the Lord, as I know Pastor Gary does as well. And it's just an honor to be able to hear the great things that are happening in your life. So continue to be faithful, men. I love you guys, and hang in there.